chilling effect was a phrase heard over and over again at a conference on 8A contracting that wrapped up today in downtown Anchorage. Under the Small Business Administration's 8A law, Alaska Native corporations have been able to go after no-bid government contracts worth millions of dollars. But the corporations are worried about a new rule that will require government contracting officers to provide justification for no-bid contracts over $20 million. The contracts will also have to be signed off on by the head of the agency awarding the contract. Clyde Gooden is vice president for Nana Development Corporation.
It's like going to Grandpa, and Grandpa's already got a full plate. Now you have to review my jobs, my contracts that you've already hired me for. So now you've added another layer of time and effort that gets in there. So it could slow down the government depending on what kind of effort they have out there.
Gooden says the provision was shoved through Congress with no input from Native organizations or the government agencies that will be affected by it. Congress scrutinized the ANC's unique provisions under 8A after other minority-owned small businesses complained the Native companies had an unfair advantage. Ron Perry is president of the National 8A Association. He says the new rule adds an unnecessary level of bureaucratic red tape. And he says corporations are already battling the false notion that the $20 million figure is a cap.
Anytime you say that there's going to be a cap, the word cap infers that that's it, that's the finish. That's not necessarily the case here. It isn't a cap. Cap is the wrong word. It's a threshold. Having to do authorization and justification for anything over a $20 million procurement is going to be more burdensome on the people who need these services than before.
The provision is the only certain change Native corporations are facing in the 8A contracting law. There are many other proposed revisions that would also limit Native corporations' participation in the program. Jana Turvey is vice president of corporate affairs for Afognak Corporation. She says Native organizations need to get the word out on why that shouldn't happen.
We have positive stories to tell. We do great work. We're providing wonderful benefits to hundreds of shareholders at the Afognak level, and many Native organizations represent thousands of shareholders. And to provide those continued benefits, to give those opportunities back to our shareholders, we need to make sure that the policymakers and other individuals understand the impact that we're having on these individuals' lives.
The new rule hasn't gone into effect yet. It will be implemented after a consultation period with tribes.